Restoring My Soul, Friday the 7th of March. Keeping His Commandments. Timothy was directed by Paul to command some that they teach no other doctrine in the church, for many alternative gospels and points were being taught in the church. Paul further asserted that all teaching and preaching in the church was to be godly, edifying, and in faith. The aim of all who taught was to achieve a Christian culture that expressed love from a pure heart, love expressed from a good conscience, and then love expressed from sincere faith. Paul's explanation of the sanctifying mystery of sound doctrine reflected the instructions that Jesus gave to his disciples just prior to the commencement of his offering and suffering journey. He said to them, "As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, that is, the word of sound doctrine through which we are cleansed and sanctified by the Father, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." Christ's joy, he said, was that he was loved by the Father. He was loved by the Father because he kept the commandments of the Father. His joy was that the Father loved him and he abided in his love. Our joy is that we are loved by the Son because we abide in his love. We abide in his love because we keep his commandments. Jesus commanded us to love one another as he has loved us. As he commanded, we now love one another as he loved us. This love for one another, and the same abiding in and with one another, applies to every member of the body of Christ in relation to every other member. This makes us friends together, which is demonstrated as we lay down our life for one another. This was summarized by Jesus as the fruit that we manifest as branches of the vine. This love, in fact, is the fruit of the vine. The references used in today's devotions are 1 Timothy chapter 1 verses 3 to 5, John chapter 15 verses 9 to 10, and John chapter 15 verse 16. For further reading, 1 John chapter 2.